Hello, this is a 5-minute podcast for beginner English learners by Nassim. Today, we're going to talk about everyday personal items. These are small things we use every day, things that we carry with us or keep in places we use often.They are part of our daily routine, and sometimes we don't even notice how many of them we have. Think for a moment about what you usually carry in your bag or in your pockets.Most people have a mobile phone, a set of keys, a car key, and some bank cards. Some people also carry a wallet, earphones, tissues, or maybe a small notebook and a pen. Now, let's move to another place in your home.Imagine your dressing table or the space in front of your mirror. Many women keep personal items there, like makeup, lipstick, a hairbrush, perfume, or skincare products. And what about your work desk or study desk?You might have a laptop, a notebook, some pens, a phone charger, sticky notes, and maybe a cup of tea or coffee. You also have personal items in the bathroom. Things we use only for ourselves. For example, a toothbrush, toothpaste, a hairbrush,a personal towel, or special shampoo. All of these things are part of everyday life. We see them around us, and we use them again and again. Now imagine that these items are on a table in front of you. If you want to talk about objectsthat are near us or far from us, English gives you special words. We call them demonstrative pronouns. When something is near you, you can say this, or if we talk about more than one item, we say these. This is my phone. This is my key.These are my bank cards. But when something is farther away from you, you can say that. Or if we talk about more than one items, we say those. That is my bag. That is my laptop. Those are my books.So, remember, this and these for things near you, that and those for things that are not near you. Look around you right now. What do you see? Try to make a few sentences. For example, this is my phone. These are my keys. That is my bag. Those are my glasses. Great job! See you in the next episode.